This is VOA News. VOA Report, I'm Marissa Melton. Shelling was reported in the disputed region of Nagorno-Karabakh on Monday, despite a ceasefire that was meant to take effect early on Sunday. In the latest development in the dispute over the region, Armenia and Azerbaijan each accused the other of shelling overnight. This despite a truce backed by international mediators aimed at quelling the violence, which has left hundreds dead. Azerbaijani officials accused Armenia of shelling at least four regions outside the conflict zone overnight. Nagorno-Karabakh officials, Armenian state media said that Azerbaijan targeted multiple villages for shelling there overnight as well, and both sides accused the other of violating Sunday's ceasefire. This ceasefire is the second brokered by Russian officials since the conflict began late last month. Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, who acted as the mediator for the truce, on Monday called the continued fighting unacceptable. Fighting erupted between Azerbaijan and Armenia on September 27th. It marks the biggest escalation of the decades-old conflict over the breakaway region of Nagorno-Karabakh since a 1994 ceasefire. The predominantly ethnic Armenian territory, located entirely within Azerbaijani territory, declared its independence from Azerbaijan in 1991 during the collapse of the Soviet Union. That sparked a war that claimed the lives of as many as 30,000 people before a 1994 ceasefire. However, that independence is not internationally recognized. A new report from Human Rights Watch says North Korea's pre-trial detention system is characterized by systemic torture, degrading treatment, and rampant corruption. We'll have more on that in the next hour. You're listening to VOA News. U.S. lawmakers are running out of time to pass a second massive round of aid addressing the economic and health crises caused by the coronavirus. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was to speak with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin on Monday ahead of a self-imposed 48-hour deadline to reach a deal before Election Day on November 3rd. If the White House and Democratic majority House of Representatives cannot reach an agreement by Tuesday, the next opportunity for negotiations on aid will come during a lame duck session of Congress in November and December. On Sunday, Speaker Pelosi told ABC's This Week Sunday that the Trump administration had removed key language from the legislation that laid out testing and tracing strategies. U.S. lawmakers have repeatedly failed to reach an agreement on a second round of economic aid to millions of Americans who've been impacted by the pandemic. In September, Senate Republicans failed to pass a slimmed-down $500 billion aid proposal. Former British Prime Minister Theresa May expressed shock in Parliament Monday at a remark from Boris Johnson's Brexit statement that the country would be safer outside the European Union rather than inside the bloc. May, forced to resign in July 2019 after her Brexit deal was repeatedly defeated by Parliament, asked Cabinet Officer Minister Michael Gove about the implications for security of leaving the EU without a deal. She said walking away with no deal would cut off access to European databases that allow police and the security forces to catch criminals and extremists and thus hinder British security. Just over 2 months remains before Britain ends a status quo transition arrangement with the EU. Australia will join a three-way naval exercise involving the United States, Japan, and India. That was according to all four countries announcing Monday in a move that could raise concerns in China, which has criticized similar joint drills as destabilizing. India holds the annual drills with the United States and Japanese navies each year. It agreed to invite Australia for next month's exercise in the Bay of Bengal, saying it's a sign of cooperation between the countries. And the World Health Organization Director General said Monday nearly 200 countries have now joined the COVAX facility, which aims to finance COVID-19 vaccines to be distributed fairly to both rich and poor countries. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told a news briefing in Geneva that sharing vaccines is the fastest way to save lives. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News. News.